There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Drive Live. Mohammed Suleiman is here. I don't know what that barrel thing meant, and I apologise. It came out weirdly. But I'm looking straight at you. I think that's what I mean,
Mohammed. Into my eyes, yes. Exactly. You're looking deep into my eyes.
Right between the eyes, and I can see into the soul of Mohammed Suleiman. It's nice to see you.
Good to see you too, Tim.
So look, top local news stories today. Let's start with this survey that you've been looking at. Parents in the UAE aren't as aware as they should be about car safety. So when you're dropping off the kids to school, what's the safety aspect that we're not aware of?
Right, so this is a new survey released by Continental Tires, and what they found was that more than half of UAE parents who drive their children to school don't regularly inspect the state of their car's tires. It also found that a quarter of parents don't even know the last time they had their tires checked. Now, we know that tire bursts are one of the main causes of accidents on the road, especially when it gets hot. So it's important to make sure that your tires are always in good condition. Now, earlier today, I spoke with Ricardo Martins, who is the head of marketing at Continental Middle East. He explained to us why their latest survey focused on parents instead of general motorists.
In this month of Ramadan, one of the things that for us is important is to think about the other. What else is more important than to think about our kids, to think about our sons, our daughters? We were concerned about the conditions of the drivers in general, but also thinking what is the conditions of the people that are driving their kids? Because at the end of the day, exists more important person for the parents than kids? It's difficult to imagine. So if we don't concern about these important people, these VIPs that we have in the cars, that the drivers have in the cars, as parents, it will be difficult to be concerned with other things.
That was Ricardo Martins from Continental Middle East explaining why the survey looked at parents. He also explained how motorists can make sure that their tires are always in good condition.
No matter what is the age of the car, no matter what is the age of the tire, it's always necessary to check the conditions. Because also here we have the difference of temperatures between night and day. Also, we have the questions of the obstacles in the streets. So the tire can lose some air also with the time. So it's always necessary at least once a month. And sometimes it could be even more often, but at least once a month to check tires, to check the conditions. Because we never know when we need to do the next emergency brake, when we will have any obstacle in the street. So it's better to be always prepared and with the car or the tire in the perfect condition.
Do you know, we were talking about this earlier on, and when you came in there and you said, look, this is a new survey, it's a tyre manufacturer, and my radar went up, and I thought, hold on, Mr. Cynical, out you come. But because of the conversation earlier on,
that's
we
true,
were
actually, yeah.
Around the table upstairs, and there were, what, four of us, I think?
Yes.
And Natasha from the newsroom came in and
I
said,
I thought you were going to do this anonymously.
I'm going to out everybody, actually, so nobody's spared on this one. But the point was, when did you last check your tyres? When did you last really check your tyres? I've changed my tyres recently, all five of them, actually, and spent the money on it, and I'm kind of quite keen on it. But do I really check tyres once a week? Do I do it every 2 weeks? How often do I really do it? Do you do it when you service? And I think all of us, in the fairness of outing everybody, we were all a little bit remiss about it. So I'm not cynical about this story. And what you heard there was good advice.
Yes, it's not even a matter of waiting for the next service check. Like, even if it's like a quick survey of your tires before you leave for work or just having a quick glance at them, making sure they're okay. I think I will not be guilty of this because just a couple of days ago, I actually ran into a curb and I had to check all my tires very, very carefully again to make sure that they were okay. Huh. But that's the last time I checked my tires.
Tell us a little bit more about the curb that you introduced yourself to.
Oh my goodness. So this was just outside Studio City, actually. I was fasting, so I guess I do have a bit of an excuse there. And I just think I wasn't looking at the turning right enough, and I just basically grazed my tire right against the curb. And luckily,
though,
it was okay. No harm, no foul. The tires were in decent condition still, so I think I got away with that one.
But I think, you know, to be fair to you, you know, you're a sensible bloke.
I am, yes. I like to think so, yeah.
I mean that in a good way. It came out weirdly. I don't know, I'm having a problem today.
No, we can vouch for Mohammed's sensible.
Well, thank you.
But I mean, I guess at the end of a day when you're fasting and, you know, you lose concentration a bit, you can understand that.
Exactly, right, yeah. Right. I think I'm not too guilty, I guess, at the end of the day. Yeah. And it was a minor curb experience. It wasn't
you'll
a major
live to
one.
Swing another golf club.
I will, yes.
Yeah, well, then that's the main
that's the
theme,
important thing,
I
yeah.
Another story?
Yes, we're going to move on from tyres, if Tim will allow. just for a second, Mohammed, it's also World Environment Day today. So it's something that's celebrated around the world. But tell us what we're doing here. What are Dubai Municipality doing to mark this day? It's a global day, but what are we doing here?
Right, so the main theme of this year's World Environment Day here in Dubai is awareness about plastic pollution. Now, this is something that's not just being looked at here, but around the world as well. I'm not sure if you guys heard the story a couple of days ago about that whale in Thailand that washed up with around 80 plastic bags in its stomach, I think about 20 pounds altogether. But here in Dubai, the municipality has teamed up with the airport to hand out more than 1,000 green bags to passengers at all three terminals. So if you buy something at the airport today, say at Dubai Duty Free, you won't get it in a plastic bag. Instead, you'll get a reusable green bag at the airport. So they're handing out 6,000 of these throughout the week, 1,000 just today, and that's for World Environment Day. Now, earlier today, I spoke with Tasneem Al-Falassi, who is the head of environmental awareness at the municipality. I asked her what message she'd like to give to Dubai residents on this day.
What we are targeting here in Dubai municipality, especially for this year, is to stop plastic pollution. Because as you know, the life cycle of this plastic will be ending in your food. Because if you throw it on the ground and it gets into the groundwater or in the soil, and later on you grow the crops on the same soil, it will be getting back to the human and, affecting the human health. So this is the first thing, is try not to use single-use plastic. Another thing is about the cars on the road. As you can see, the number is increasing nowadays. So we are targeting people to use another environmentally friendly method, such as maybe the metro or carpooling. I mean, we're trying as much as we can. And we are also advising them to plant some plants that increase the amount of oxygen in the house, indoors plants. You can also, people can also Google them and they are available and you can buy them. They are really cheap in the market too. So we are trying to change more behavior rather than having them, one-time initiatives.
That was Tasneem Al-Falassi, who is the head of environmental awareness at the municipality, explaining what me and you can do to make a lasting change on World Environment Day.
I like the last thing she said there, by the way. It's about changing behavior. It's not just a one-off thing. It's about trying to get through that. When you're in a supermarket, when you're in a store, do you really need a plastic bag? I went and bought a sandwich earlier on, okay? And they offered me a plastic bag.
They did.
And I thought, I don't need that. But, that very often happens.
You were
shops.
Walking, 10 metres as well, though, also,
yeah,
from the
so
shop
it was,
to
it was
back
a distance,
to our office.
Wasn't it, I suppose? But that's the point, isn't it? To try and get round the fact that we're so used to, I'll just take a plastic bag.
Exactly.
That.
I think it's all about just building good habits, right? I think a lot of the stuff we need to unlearn a little bit that we've been doing for a very, very long time and build more sustainable, better habits.
I think as well, for me in particular, I think it's a great initiative because I'm one of those idiots that are always tempted by something I probably don't need. In duty free. So, I probably have a few of them and I'll be in duty free and I'll be so excited that I'm going on holiday. So, and then they give you a plastic bag, but all you're going to do is put it in your bag when you get on the plane anyway. So I don't need the plastic bag. So this would be great for me because I'm probably guilty of that. But when I go shopping, that's the worst. If I go clothes shopping or something like that, and then you end up with all these bags. If I'm with my husband, who probably shops more than I do, in fairness, he'll put everything in one bag. So he doesn't need all these other bags, which is quite sensible.
That's just common. Isn't that just common sense? I would do that. I just want to carry one bag.
Yeah, but he just won't keep the other bags. He doesn't put bags inside bags inside bags. He'll be like, I don't need a bag. Thanks.
Yeah, okay. Well, then that's good habit. And that goes back to that clip there, doesn't it? It's about
maybe
changing.
When you shop as much as ADT, you need good habits for the shops.
Yeah, well, that's a good point, actually. There's something deep in his psyche there. We're back to tyres. Hisham says, let's please not use fasting as an excuse, talking about you just clipping the curb slightly with your tyres. Not using it as an excuse, but I take your point, Hisham. It's a reasonable thing to say. I do get that if you haven't been eating or drinking all day, concentration is going to be an issue, but I'm not making allowances for you. Mind the curb.
No, you're right. I mean, it's not an excuse. I was just trying to pass it off as something that I really, really should be more aware about into the future.
We do think you're sensible, Mohammed, so we're not going to, sensible Mohammed is fine.
Which is now your new nickname.
Sensible Suleiman.
Sensible Suleiman.
Yeah,
yes.
Why not?
It's got a ring to it.
From the ARN News Centre, live in the Dubai studios. Nice to see you, Mohammed.
Thanks very much.
Thank you for coming in.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.